DBS to sell tokenized physical gold to retail customers in Singapore. DBS, Singapore's largest bank by assets, said on June 11th it will offer tokenized physical gold to retail customers through its Digibank app in the second half of 2026. The product, DBS Physical Gold Tokens, would be the first in Singapore to let retail users access, hold, and trade tokenized physical gold on a single platform, according to a Reuters report carrying the bank's announcement. Each token is backed by 1 gram of physical gold held by DBS in a dedicated vault in Singapore. Holders can redeem tokens for the underlying bullion, and the bank is exploring a listing of the token on DBS Digital Exchange for accredited investors and institutional partners. Until now, DBS had kept its tokenized gold inside that institutional venue. Pushing it into a mass-market banking app is the change. A regulated bank doing what crypto issuers pioneered, tokenized gold is not new. Pax Gold and Tether Gold have circulated for years as on-chain claims on vaulted bullion, and the broader real-world asset category has grown into one of crypto's few sectors with steady demand through the current downturn. DBS bringing the same model into a retail banking app matters because of who is doing it. This is a systemically important lender, regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, putting a tokenized hard asset in front of ordinary depositors rather than a niche of crypto-native traders. The mechanics mirror what stablecoin and card issuers already run. A reserve of a real asset sits in custody. A digital token represents a fractional claim on it, and redemption ties the token back to the thing it stands for. The same vault and claim plumbing underpins fiat-backed stablecoins and the balances behind many crypto payment products. DBS is applying it to 1 gram of gold per token instead of $1 per coin. Demand DBS can already see on its books. The bank framed the launch around existing client behavior, not speculation. Physical gold holdings among DBS Wealth clients have more than doubled over the past 3 years, the bank said, which is the demand signal it is responding to. Gold sat near record highs through much of the past year as investors looked for ballast, and a 1 gram entry point lowers the barrier well below a standard bullion bar or a full ounce. Fractionalization is the practical hook. A single gram of gold trades for a small fraction of an ounce, so tokenization lets a retail customer buy a precise dollar amount rather than rounding up to a whole bar. Settlement and custody also move onto the bank's rails, removing the storage and insurance friction that keeps many retail buyers out of physical metal entirely. Singapore keeps building the tokenization stack. The launch fits a longer pattern in Singapore, where the central bank has run tokenization pilots under Project Guardian and pushed regulated institutions toward on-chain settlement. A retail tokenized gold product from the country's biggest bank moves that work out of the pilot stage and into a consumer app used by millions. For now, the gold token is a store of value and trading instrument, not a payment one. It is held and traded inside Digibank, with redemption for metal as the exit. There is no card swipe or merchant rail attached on day one. The longer-term read is what regulated tokenized assets could plug into later. A token that represents a precise, redeemable claim on a vaulted asset is the kind of building block that on-chain payment and settlement systems are designed to move. And it sits closer to the rails that crypto cards run on than a paper gold certificate ever did. One distinction worth keeping straight. A DBS gold token is a custodial claim. The metal sits in the bank's vault, and the bank controls redemption, which is the opposite of a self-custody arrangement where the holder controls the asset directly. For retail buyers, that trade-off is usually acceptable, since custody, insurance, and a regulated counterparty are the point. It is still the relevant question to ask of any tokenized asset. Who holds the thing the token claims to represent?